But Aleph, which is a central sugya to the whole topic of tzitzis, both in theory as well as halacha lemaasa. Gemara starts with the story Rabba Bar Huna, Ikel Bei Rabba Bar Rab Nachman. Rabba Bar Huna is visiting Rabba Bar Rab Nachman, Chazi de Habe Michse Talz Kfula. So Rabba Bar Huna sees that Rabba Bar Rab Nachman is a very long talus, it's folded over. Whether it was sewed down or not, it's not important for us right now. V'rami lechuti loik feila, and he put the tzitzis at the fold. Ivshita, and then he opened up the talus. Again, right now we're not concerned with the halach of talus kfula. That's how he held that the tzitzis should go in the corner that was shaped by the fold. And then he opened it up. So now the tzitzis that he put were in the middle of the talus. Omalei, so Rabba Bar Huna said to Rabba Bar Nachman, Hainu Knaf, the Kosa Rachmona Beiraisa. This is the Knaf. This is an old Knaf. This is not the corner Kadosh Baruch Hu was talking about, a corner that was once a corner. A corner that you created by Also, Shadye, Ichse, Galima Achrise. So he said, so apparently understood that he was not fulfilling the mitzvah of tzitzis. So Shadye, Ichse, Galima Achrise. So he put on another talus that had the four corners easily defined and sits us in the right place. Omalei, Sir Rabba Bar Rav Huna was still not happy. And he said to him, Mi sovris choivas gavrahu, choivas talishu. Zil Ramale. Sir Rashi explains, Chayvas Gavra, who do you think Chayvas Gavra Lakaya Mitzvah Tzitzis B'Yachman that he bought to Macha Chrisa? What were you thinking? You have a talus that has four corners but doesn't have the tzitzis in the right place. So you put in another talus that has four corners and tzitzis in the right place. So that means you must understand that I'm mechuyev to, I have to put on tefillin, I have to pick up a lulav and sukkahs, I have to use shofar, I have to put a mezuzah on my door, and I have to put a talus with tzitzis on it. Good? Some kind of mitzvah. That's incorrect. Chayvas talusu. He says, as many four-cornered begonim as you have to put tzitzis in each one. Zil ramalei. That's interesting. What does he tell him to do with zil ramalei? Put what? Right. In other words, he doesn't tell him to take off the talus that's missing tzitzis. Is it raya for what Tosfos says? No, he says, put on the tzitzis now. Right? In other words, because that's what Tosfos points out, that the mitzvah of tzitzis is to put on tzitzis in a four-cornered beget. That's an interesting raya. It doesn't say zil shlif. Take it off. I'm not sure what shadji means. Right? But it's hard to say shadji means he threw it off. And Chayvas Talas. The feel of Esalacha to Unai Tzitzis, maybe. I'm not sure. Probably how you learn Pshat would be, depending on how to read it. Zil Ramaleh. So you have to put on Tzitzis. So the Gemara says that this question of whether you have to put on Tzitzis on every garment that and every four corner beggar that you have. That's the machlokes, whether it's what's the obligation of tzitzis. It becomes clearest at the very bottom of the yomud. Omar Shmuel, kli kufsa, chayovin b'tzitzis. Kli kufsa, so Rashi says that means that talisa is the wide lines, haru uyin l'tzitzis, afapisha mukupelas umuneches b'kufsa, chayevis b'tzitzis. Tehoil vo'imeda si l'skasa yisbo, asher techasa be'kirina be'. So that Rashi explains to us that what's the issue. Am I mechuyav to put tzitzis on? Am I mechuyav to wear a four-cornered garment with tzitzis? Am I mechuyav to put on tzitzis when I wear a four-cornered garment? Or am I mechuyav to put on tzitzis on any garment that I could wear, even not wearing it? The Rashi intimates, what's the machlokes? The Torah says that in Parshas Kiseitse, Asher techase ba, suscha asher techase ba. What's asher techase? Does it mean Parshas? It means that which I'm wearing, or does it mean anything which I could wear? All right. So this machlokes of chayvas talis or chayvas gavra is the mitzvah that I have to, and when I'm wearing the talis. Or is it mitzvah that it should be that every talus with four corners should have four tzitzis? So the Gemara says, so one nafka minna would be this situation. I have a four-cornered garment, and I'm mechuyev, and I'm not, but I'm chayev. Right? Chayvas gavra. Rashi's lashon is very, very, very important. The kayim mitzvah tzitzis biyachas mayen d'tipoter b'achachrisa. Right, that's why I'm not sure what shajay means. I'm not sure whether Rashi had the gears of shajay. They took it off because Rashi says, "What's chayvas gavra? Chayvas gavra means I can have many, many begadim. No, as long as I'm wearing tzitzis on one, I'm okay. Right, l'chaver." Rashi should have said Choyvas Gavra. Rashi should have said, "Am I only mechuyev to tzitzis while I'm wearing it, or am I mechuyev to tzitzis even when I'm not wearing it?" But Rashi's language is, if it's a Choyvas Gavra, that means after mekayim the mitzvah, I'm mekayim the mitzvah, I'm good. Right? Lekayim d'tipoter b'achas risei. Lekayim mitzvah tzitzis b'achas mayen. So that's what it sounds like from Rashi. That he did not take off the four-cornered garment. It sounds from Rashi that he left it on, put another one on top of it. So according to Rashi, it sounds like that chayvas, we have two possibilities, chayvas gavra, chayvas talas, right? And we know that this machloikis affects several different halachas. For example, on mem beis amid beis, the Gemara says that this machlokes will determine whether one makes a bracha when one makes one's talus or when one wears. Or is there a bracha to make when you make your talus? When you finish making your talus, you make your shechayonu. This is the central discussion in the Netziv's this treatment of hechsher mitzvah ksuvah b'Torah. Is there such a category as a preparatory mitzvah that's clearly in Chumash? So there is a Netziv says, well, that is tested by this question. The Gemara discusses when a person builds the sukkah, maybe 5 days before sukkah, 10 days before sukkah, he finishes building, does he say shechayon v'kiman v'mazeh? Oh, so our practice is no. We make the shechayon when we sit in the sukkah. So the Netziv says the very fact that you could raise such a question, right? Apparently nobody says that if a person shapes a shofar, he says a shechayonu. No one says that when you pick the yesrig, or even if you buy all four minim, then you say a shechayonu. So why would you say a shechayonu when you finish building the sukkah? You haven't done a mitzvah. So you see that when the Torah addresses the mitzvah, so there's a discussion. So the Bavli says a little bit different. The Bavli says that if it's a chayvas talis, if the obligation is that every four-cornered garment that I have has to have tzitzis in it, so then it would make sense that when I finish stringing my tzitzis, then I make a shechayonu. Why would it make sense? Because the Gemara says you make brachos b'shas gemar mitzvah. When you finish doing the mitzvah, you make a bracha. So if the mitzvah is choyvas gavra, if the mitzvah is a mitzvah on me to put on tzitzis when I'm wearing my talis, so stringing the tzitzis on the garment is at best a very, very important preparatory mitzvah, but it's not. But it cannot be the completion of the mitzvah. So there's no reason to shechayonu that say any bracha. However, if there's a mitzvah to string the tzitzis. So first of all, we would consider making a bracha on the string, on lasois is that tzitzis, and we would certainly consider making a shecheyanu when we finish stringing. Right? Exactly how to put that together, shecheyanu, they see that have to go into the sugya there. But it's clear from the sugya that if you hold chavas hagavram, that the ikar mitzvah, the main mitzvah is when you're wearing it, then there's no room to make a bracha when you make the tzitzis, and no room to shechiyanu when you make the tzitzis. On the other hand, if you say it's chayves atalas, so then there would be discussion as to whether to make a bracha when you make the tzitzis, and there would be certainly discussion to make a shechiyanu when you make the tzitzis. All right. So that's a clear nafkamina. The Gemara goes on to say that Luchar, the Gemara, the Yen, Shmuel's din of Kli Kuf, so clear nafkamina. What's that? I have a four-cornered garment sitting in my drawer. I have a four-cornered garment. The garment became possible. One of the tzitzis got snagged. What's the din? Do I have to fix it? Or can I put it aside and put a tag on it, possible? But a wrap around the Sefer Torah, so no one should bother wearing it, right? Put it, or do I have a chiyuv to fix it? It have to be mafkir it. So that's the question: whether it's chayvas gavra, chayvas talis. If it's a chiyuv and a talis, I can't just put it in my drawer with a sign: "Don't wear this." I have to fix it, or have to cut off one of the corners, do something. So that the Gemara says that another nafkamina would be. It seems from Rashi. Okay, now we're moving a little bit into a grayer area. It seems from Rashi that if it's chayvas gavra, then it sounds like I could even wear several four-cornered garments as long as one of them is tzitzis. As it seems from Rashi, that's already a step further, which may not be clearly in the Gemara. But I mean, I have a chiyuv to mekayem the tzitzis. All right, I'm mekayem the tzitzis. Fine. Right, if they say chayvus talis, then it'd be a chayiv to put tzitzit on every single four corner garment. Right? So that's already a chidit, the kula that Rashi has. Right, it's a kula. Then Rashi says I could be wearing four corner garments. Right? I could do all, as long as I have one talis gadol, but I have to wear it probably all day. It's also not so clear. How often I have to wear this. In order to pater my other four corner garments, how long do I have to wear my mitzvah tefillin? It was once a day. Talis is once. Luvanes is once a day. So that's not clear. Is Or Chaim is clearer?
He just says it,
and
then he's like, it's
Rashi then. Good. Then the Gemara says that we'll bring another proof. How do we paskin gavra or talis? It was machlekes between Rabba Bar Ravuna and Rabba Bar Chana. They get the names right. Rabba Bar Huna and Rabba Bar Rav Nachman. Machlekes. What's the din? Chayvas talis, chayvas. Right. What was the nafkamina there? Nafkamina there was. Depends how you say it. The nafkamina was either do I have to fix up every four corner garment, or Nafkamina was as long as I'm wearing one with tzitzis. All right, that's the Gemara says lemasayele, because we learned in Mem Amid Beis Chasidim Rishonim Kevin Sheorgu Boshalashim Matilim Botchelas. The Chasidim Rishonim, people who wanted to be very makbid in mitzvahs, so they had a four cornered garment as they were weaving the garment. Kevin Sheorgu Boshalash. Let's assume that this Gemara is considered the previous Gemara. And it means that when they came close to finishing it, they were within a three etzbos of finishing it, they already put the tzitzis on. So Gemara says, that's a raya. That's a raya. Rashi says that it's a chayvas talis. Why? Because Rashi explains, what's the chumrah over here? What's the chumrah? It has to be within the last three, otherwise we atas avoy minosay. All right, the Rasa Machrenu apparently said that maybe this is arguing with this. All right, but let's assume it's consistent. So, what's the raya? No, Glenn.
Is that once the beg is actually done, even though it's not on anybody, it's just a done beg and sitting here, it's got tzitzis on it. thing.
So, in other words, what's the chumrah?
Instead of once you finish the beg of the chor, then you have to put on tzitzis immediately, but you get to finish it first. They'd have the second that it pops into existence, it's already mitzvah tzitzis.
So the chumrah is how to be mekayim zrizus. Right. In other words, the issue was we were supposed to do mitzvahs b'zrizus as soon as he can. Right. So if the mitzvah was chayvas agavra, so why wouldn't zrizus also be as soon as the beggar becomes chayiv?
That's not the beggar that you want to run. Whatever beggar that you want to have to son, then it would be at that point. For the beggar, but before you even have the beggar, there shouldn't be. Before you have the beggar that you desire.
Right. Gemara is apparently saying that there is some limitation to how early Zrizus is. Right? I have to buy my Lulav and Esrig and Elul. Right? I should wait till. What's Zrizus? So apparently, this Gemara is saying is that if the obligation is that my beged has to have tzitzis, my garment has to have tzitzis, it makes sense to say, what's zrizus? The chiyuv is when I finish making my garment. Zrizus is before I finish making the garment. It has to be chayiv, other tzitzis and osoy. It has to be chayiv already. So the first chance becomes chayiv. On the other hand, if the chiyuv is that I have to put on, that I have to wear a four-corner garment with tzitzis, what's zrizus? Zrizus is at most, at the earliest chance where I would put it on. They're not going to put it on while it's still, the way the Shidduch Kvetzer says, they would put it on while it's still on the loom. Because while it's still on the loom, it's a beged. So Chayvus Tam makes sense, that's the Rizos, right? Before M'chayiv. But on the loom, it's unwearable. So that's already, not the Rizos, that's more than having alacrity. That would be already, in other words, apparently the Gemara is saying, Apparently, Gemara is saying that there is chasidus which is praiseworthy, and there's chasidus which is silly. Right? So, if the chiyuv was a chayiv, we know that because the Gemara calls person sits in the sukkah when it's raining. There's a chasidus which is already not praised. Right? So, the Gemara is saying that apparently that the chasidim have shown it. It doesn't make sense to say that they would put tzitzis on a garment that has not even been completed, and because. If it was a chayvas gavra, all right. So the Gemara says that should be a raya. That's chayvas good. The Gemara then says it's not necessarily a good raya. Shani chasidim the machmir avshayu. Machmir, that's what chasidim do. The machmir avshayu. So what's machmir avshayu? Oh, that's an interesting word. What are you saying? All right. Another saying that there is a machloek. What's machmen? What's the chumra? We just said that's not a good chumra. So what's machmen of shayu? I thought machmen of shayu means that they didn't want to have a beged sitting around without tzitzis. Same, maybe someone will use it. So therefore, they put it's like a double chumra. But what Shmuel is saying is probably is that's really the Malbim's word. We'll come back in a moment. He's saying that that means they were wanted to be machmir for another shita. That's a big chiddush. Why is it a big chiddush? Because if we're going to paskin, since when are we machmir for shitas in the Gemara that are not paskined up? Right. In other words,
when they were machmir for it, it wasn't the Gemara. They were. It's like they're the ones who were being put into the Gemara.
Yeah. Good.
So when they were being machmir,
it wasn't in the shita.
No. It was a sheet. It was still a sheet.
Yeah.
It was
an upper kapaskin.
Yeah.
If it wasn't upper kapaskin b'chalal, then it wouldn't be a chumrah.
No,
he's saying it's very good. It could be that a chumrah applies to a machloikis. It could be that let's use a bad terminology, that a machloikis stays live for a certain period of time. And then it makes sense to be machmir. And as the Gemara said, the Rambam describes that a machlo, that while the, that before the writing of the Mishnah, right, before the writing of the Mishnah, so they were machmir for other shitas to know. You lived in Reb Meir's town. You did Reb Meir said. The fact that Elazar said differently, Hanan and Meir's town. All right. Now, the person didn't live in Rav Meir or Elazar's town. So before there was, so the Rambam seems to indicate that even after there was a consensus of going Busarov, it still would be acceptable or reasonable to be machmer for a minor view. However, once the Mishnah was recorded, then the Gemara says that Kedai Shimon L'smach V'Chas Adchak. Then it becomes a sheet of Dechui, it becomes a minority view. And then we're not machmer for minority views. So Moshe saying made me very, very, very on target. It could be that this is while the Gemara is being recorded. So while the Gemara is being Rabbi Machlech, Rav Huna, Rabbi Bar Chana, and Rabbi Bar Nachman, right? Rabbi Bar Huna, and Rabbi Bar Nachman, and this is and the Gemara is bringing a raya backwards and forwards. The Gemara is bringing a raya. The best we'll do is that from Shmuel, and the Gemara is going to say, "Mabase, it's still Machlech, is still there." So it could be that at that time, there was it before Sima Shas. So maybe there was no reason. There was nothing. There was praise. It was a good idea to be machmer like another view. So even if you'll say to the Hayotze Mizeh would come out of that is if you, let's say you're living in the time when Roy Achronim there's a consensus amongst Achronim to do something, right? A consensus among contemporary poskim. So then it might be a valid chumrah to be machmer like one particular a das yochid amongst the Achronim, whereas it would not be a valid chumrah to be machmer like a das gonim that was even though das rishonim that was muslim. It's interesting.
Everyone would say that's not a good chumrah to be machmer like a das yochid and rishonim.
And that's I'm saying that's tzorachin. All right, tzorachin and bitzmash and das yochid and rishonim. That's not the differences of approaches. For example, it could be that, generally speaking, even now we're not machmer for rishonim that are minority views that don't make it to Shulchan Aruch. We in general are not machmer for. All right, now there was that. Why is that not chad v'chalak? Because why is that not a clear ruling, because the Rama had the approach of being machmer for various Rishonim, all right, and that's I think one reason. And I think in more recent times, but I think it's relatively recent, there is a penchant to be machmer for Shitas Rambam. Now, when the Shitas Rambam has a lot of chaverim to it, and is not a das yachat, then we understand that. But I think that the...
But usually in that case, it would have made it to the Shulchan.
Correct. But when the Shitas Rambam is a Das Yochid, so my own take on it, personal ha'ara, is that the once Reb Chaim put a much stronger emphasis on the Rambam than other Shitas, right, and spent... tremendous amount of effort in explaining Shitas Rambam, and the reason for that was probably a numerous reason, either because of the towering, overwhelming appreciation of the Rambam, more so than other Rishonim. It could be for numerous reasons. It could be he had to realize that when Rav Chaim was saying, when Rav Chaim was teaching, we didn't have the Rashba and the Ritva on Olav Shas. So having a consistent, we had Rashi and Tos on Olav Shas. But who do we have in Olam Shas? Who could we look at and get the panoramic view? We didn't have the Meiris then. It's the only Rishon that we had that gave us the panorama of Allah, was the Rambam. And then in addition, because the Rambam wrote a totally consistent code, so you can be Medayik in Rambam. And because the Rambam wrote on so many different levels, he was such a master of style, that you could be Medayik in the language of the Rambam. More so than a Rishon who's writing a commentary in the Gemara, it's hard to be Medayik. And to then... it's much harder to be able to press consistencies between Rashbos in different places than in a Rambam. Because the Rashba, you can have much harder work. You have to figure out, first you have to know where your Rashba is. And they didn't have that. And number two, you have to figure where the Rashba is saying it according to what sheet. The Rambam is a code. So you look at the Rambam, you say, this has to be consistent with every single Rambam. So my own understanding is that when you spend so much time and effort, the Rav would spend shurim and shurim explaining Rambam. So it's very hard in halacha lemaisa not to at least be considered the Rambam Shita. You spend days and days on figuring out Rambam. So then it's very hard to say, right, but we don't pass on that. You have to accept that Shulchan Aruch didn't pass on the Rambam. But not to be machmir Shita's Rambam is very difficult sometimes. That's why I think we may find that the lines blurred. Right? But coming back to this Gemara, so this Gemara is saying that Lechaira, which Shmuel said is correct, right? This will become a very important Lakud as we go right, as we go further. Okay, so now we have this other Nafka Mina about when does Zrizos kick in. Can't bring a Rai from the Hasidim because they're being Machmir. Upeliga, but we can bring a Raya from the Malach. Alright? It's interesting. Why Upliga the Malach? Rama Baravuna. Right, now again, whether the Malach is going to hold sway in Allah Maisa, that's not the issue over here. The issue is that we want to point out that the Malach who spoke to Rav Katina, say he would argue with Rama Baravuna, right? Because the Malach held it was Chayvas Gavra. Right? Now, how does the Malach, and this is very important for Allah Maisa, how does the Malach hold that it's Chayvas Gavra? Because the Malach found of Katina and he was wearing Sadin and he didn't have tzitzis on. Why didn't he have tzitzis on it? So it could be, according to Rashi, because it was pajamas. So he was wearing his pajamas and he was upset that he was wearing pajamas. He said, "Where are your tzitzis?" Right? Or it could be that he was wearing a linen garment and he only put on white linen, did not put on tchelis, as is indicated in Memor Aleph, that he shouldn't put on tchelis on a omalei. So now the Malach says katina katina, play in words, right? Call them a cotton, right? Rev katina, sadina v'kaita v'sarul v'sivsa. You're going to wear a sadin in the summer and sarvala in the winter. So according to Rashi, that means you're going to wear your sadin and you're going to wear your pajamas in the summer and not put on tzitzis. Or you're going to wear light linen and not put on tzitzis. Sarbala, you're going to wear wings. That's what it says. Tzitzis, it's a malach. It's a very beautiful medrash. The malach is complaining, "I can't put on tzitzis, I have wings. Wings down in four corners." So halavai could, it's only fine. The malach is upset. He's saying, "You can wear tzitzis. I can't wear tzitzis." That's what Rashi says. He's the Malach were complaining. He says that was the beautiful picture over here. The Malach was saying to him, "Katina, you can I can't make kind mitzvahs because I only have wings. You can make mitzvahs, and I can make mitzvahs, tzitzis." So the Gemara says, and then tzitzis shot chelis, matei olei. What's going to be with tzitzis? Now, that phrase, shot chelis, is a big machloikus, whether that is part of the text or not. Whether it's part of the text, now, impacts how you learn what was happening over here. Was he wearing white tzitzis but not blue tzitzis? So he's not wearing tzitzis at all. So it all depends on where shetchelis is part of the text or not. All right, let's not discuss that right now. Let's go further. The Gemara says, but the Malach was upset. So now Rav Katina says to Malach, "O Malay, right? And the Shisu Asay." He says, "I'm going to be punished for this." It's very interesting. The Malach is giving him Musar. That means I'm going to get punished for it. Omalei, he told him, "Bizman deikir rizcha and shinan." If there'll be a yom adin, v'idan de rizcha, there's going to be a time when Baruch Hu is going to be upset with us. So then, yeah, then one will be punished for not putting on tzitzis on this sadin. So Gemara analyzes. I am a bishul mochayvus gavruhu hanu de machayu. If the mitzvah of tzitzis is a mitzvah that every Jew has to wear tzitzis, if you're wearing a four-cornered garment, so then we understand what the Malach said. E amrat chayvas talasu, but if it's an obligation to string your garments, hod deloy mechayve. So then he shouldn't be punished for it. Elamai chayvus gavruhu. It's a chayvus gavru. Need the chayve rachmona, and it sounds like he should be punished for it. Need the chayve rachmona. But the Torah only obligated ki michsei talis debas chiyuva. I'm only chayev to put on the four strings when I'm wearing the talis. Ki michsei talis debas chiyuva mi chiyuve. But if I'm wearing a talis that's not chayev, like Rav Tina was wearing, then I'm not chayev. El achi gomele. So we have to solve this problem. We have to solve the problem and say tatzakel mifta nashim mitzvah. He was trying to get out of the mitzvah. Now, let's run through this conversation again. The Gemara says that the malach is a raya, that the fact that the malach complained to of Katina is a proof that it's chayvus gavra. All right, that's what we know. All right, so we know that if Katina was wearing something, let's make it simple for the moment and say he was wearing pajamas, like Rashi says, a ksus laila, and he held that he didn't have to chayv mitzitzis. All right, so the malach says to Katina, what are you doing? Not tzitzis mat heyalei. You're potter from wearing tzitzis. You're always going to wear garments where you're potter, tzitzis mat heyalei. Okay, that was the conversation. If that was the conversation, it would be an agoda. We couldn't do anything with it. But Rav Katina pushes back. Rav Katina says, I'm going to get punished for this? All right? So now Rav Katina is already saying, am I chayiv or not? If I'm not chayiv, I'm not going to get punished, right? So if Katina said to the Malach, are you telling me, if Rav Katina wouldn't have pushed back, we would say, the Malach was saying, we're going to lose the mitzvah of tzitzis. Right? End of story. So you learn around Musar Haskel, people shouldn't forget the mitzvah of tzitzis. Exactly how we would be enact that, I'm not sure. All right? But Rav Katina pushed back, and he said, I'm going to get punished. And Nisha say, you get punished for eating treif. You get punished for going to the Mikdash Betumah. You get punished for eating chametz. But Anishta, I'm going to get punished again. So what's he saying? Anishisu Asay. I'm going to get punished for what? What over in a say? He was wearing around. He wasn't chametz tzitzis. All right. So apparently, right? He's going to get punished. He's saying, "I'm going to get punished for not pursuing a mitzvah, for not treating, for not." You know, tzitzis is like tefillin. Tzitzis is like Talmud Torah, right? So I'm going to get punished for not doing a mitzvah. I say, "Oh my the Malach said that you're talking right. Things are good and happy, and it's everything's good. You're not getting punished for it." But when it's difficult times, and nishina, right? So now we have to understand. Rav Katina said, "Am I chayiv or am I potter?" Right? So he said to him, so Rav Katina said, "Am I chayiv to run after the mitzvah?" So now the Malach says, "You're chayiv to run after the mitzvah when it's difficult times, or." What kind of mitzvah is this? Rav Katina, a good kash. He says that be magd. You wanted to shear. Be magd. Define the mitzvah for me. Is it a mitzvah like the way the Rambam describes? Is it a mitzvah of mezuzah? I'm not mechuyv to buy a house in order to put in the mitzvah of mezuzah, right? Or is it a mitzvah like tefillin, right? And the shisa I say, am I going to get punished for that? That means a mechayev. So now what does the Malach say? What's the answer? Is it mezuzah or is it tefillin? What's the answer? He says, in the rizcha you're getting punished for. No, so well. So what's the answer? Iyama bishal mechayvus gavru hanu de mechayiv deloy karami el iyama mechayvus talasu hodle mechayiv. Right? So the Malach only makes sense if it's a Chayvus Gavra. But how does it make sense if it's a Chayvus Gavra?
That's the Gemara's question.
Yeah.
The Gemara says it only makes sense if it's a Chayvus Gavra.
Yeah.
Then, and the Gemara says, Itaka doesn't make sense if it's a Chayvus Gavra either.
Good. Elamai Chayvus Gavra. The Gemara says, no, need a Chayvus. So and the Gemara is now asking that we still can't make sense of the Malach. Right? The Gemara was saying it's got to be a chayv, it's got to be an obligation. Nehi de chayv rachmana ki michsei talas de bas chayuva. Ki michsei talas de bas chayuva. Mi mechayv. So let's say it's tefillin. But it's only tefillin. I have to put on tzitzis and I'm wearing a four-cornered garment. Okay. But if, even if it's chayv as a gavra, no one said I have to go out of my way to get a four-cornered garment. Right? So the Gemara is saying that that we still can't make sense of this conversation. Right? He's Rav Ketina is not chayv in tzitzis. The Malach says tzitzis matei alei. That we can understand very, very well. But then Rav Ketina says, what are you getting upset with me? Am I really chayv? So the Malach should have said, what? Malach can't say anything. You're not a chayiv. You're wearing a chayiv. Right?
That is the maskana.
So the Gemara says, oh, so now the Gemara says there are two ways, there are two girsois now. One girsa is, hachi ka'amale. Right? I'm going to explain to you what was said. And the other is, elochi ka'amale. Right? Rashi says, elochi ka'amale. We're going to revise this. Tatsdake le mifta nafshecha mitzitzes. Right? That the Malach never told Rav Ketina you're going to get punished. Right? I shouldn't say it that way. The Malach, when he said Ketina, what he was saying is, this was just, you're rounding off your corners. You're wearing, it's during the day. Why are you wearing pajamas? Because you don't wear tzitzis. So you're wearing pajamas to get out of the mitzvah. You shouldn't do that. So then, what does Rav Ketina answer? Anashisu alei means what? Am I going to get punished for not wearing a four-cornered garment? So the Gemara says, how can you get punished for not wearing a four-cornered garment? Elohi kamar. What did he tell him? Elohi kamar alei. Tatsdake le mifta nafshecha mitzitzis. That, the what? Let's look at the Tosfos. Hochi kamalei. Umikol mokoim. Iv lav choyvas gavra lo shayech le meinish alei. Came in the less lei. Ubukutris goras ela umashmed lo imuchach mide. Right? So Rashi says ela. Ella means that the Gemara retracted now and said, this is not a good raya for anything. This, you can't prove anything in the story. Right? What's the one thing you see from the story? So the way Rashi says it is Tevakesh Tachbuloi Elohi Kamale. This is what the Malach said. Tevakesh Tachbuloi Siftarascha Mitzitzis. He says, are you trying to get out of the midst of tzitzis? And then Rav Ketina says, why are you telling me that I'm not allowed to do that? Then so the Malach says, no, I'm not telling you that. I'm telling you that halachically you're 100% right. There's no obligation to run out of the midst of tzitzis. But, b'din d'rischa, if you're going to try to get out of the midst of tzitzis, then you'll be punished. So according to Rashi, Hayoytze Mizeh is that we have no proof whether it's Chayvas Gavra or Chayvas Talas, right? In fact, then the Gemara goes on to say, Omer Shmuel Klikuf Sechayev Mitzitzis. According to Rashi, you have no proof. And according to Rashi, since there's no proof, well, the one thing we do learn from the Sugya is that if a person goes out of his way to not do the Mitzvah Tzitzis, so then he has to be, the Kadosh Baruch Hu will be upset with him when there's an aid in the rizcha, when there's a difficult time, when there's a midas hadin in the world, and Kadosh Baruch Hu is judging us, then a possible way of getting zuchuyos and of saving ourselves we've lost. Alright? And that seems to be the psak halacha, because the Shulchan Aruch says, tzitzis chayvas gavrahu, to obligation on the person. She goes, man, she'll live in Shatalas, potomitzitzis. that if I'm not wearing tzitzis, if I'm not wearing the four-cornered garment, then I am potter. Shein mitzvah ela bilvishosei. Right? And that would seem to be the source of the most commonly held approach, that when we put on tzitzis nowadays, we are responding, we are doing mamash and midas chasidus. Why is that? Because we don't have, when we don't have four-cornered garments that we're trying to get out of the mitzvah. When we put on tzitzis right now, it's totally beyond the requirement of, we get a mitzvah, we get tzuyas. But if a person would not put on a four-cornered garment, even Beit HaMikdash would be okay. Because he hasn't gone out of his way to get out of the mitzvah. That's how that's a simple reading of the Marsha, and that is what most people assume. So we'll just finish with two very important oras, and we'll go back on this tomorrow. One important oras is a fascinating Malbim. Malbim wrote the Eretz HaSachayim. So I always enjoy when it can go to Eretz HaSachayim, because we all see the Malbim being a goyin in Parshanut and explaining Navi. We don't realize he was a goyin in Halachas. He left us, we don't have much of the Sefer, he left us the Sefer Eretz HaSachayim. It was going to be a Pirush on Shulchan Aruch, certainly on Aruch Chaim. We only have through Tefillin. I don't think he finished Tefillin. I'm not sure if he didn't finish it. We don't. There are indications that he had more than we lost it. So in Simon Chav Daled, the Malbim makes a comment on this Shulchan Aruch, and he says that the Ravan holds Chayvas Talis, and the Maharam was Machmir, and it is the Goy Smanis quotes this Chayvas Talis, and the Marshal says one should be concerned with Chayvas Talis. Right? And then he quotes Avram Goin. And then he says, after all, the end of the sugya is Shmuel. Shmuel is the one that says you have to put on talis on, even on a talis in your closet. V'gam mimasid de rabba bravuna b'mnochis. Mi sovras choyvas gavru choyvas talisu. Right? He says, the Gemara, it's not clear to us which position the Gemara favored between Rabba Bar Ravuna and Rabba Rav Nachman. And then he says that that would also support the Midas Chasidus of the Chasidim Rishonim, that it wasn't a dismissed Shita. And he says in the end, Rashi says in Rav Katina, the Gemara doesn't have a raya. So he says, "Matuva chlitu aposkim the chayvus gav." He's unclear whether that's whether we should be following this position that it's a chayvus gav. Again, our common approach is chayvus gav, but the interesting Malbim, he is very concerned about the sheet of this is chayvus talis, which have a very important nafkamina. Again, I'm not advocating that. For the Malbim, it's an interesting position that we take for granted that once we have it, tzitzis and becomes possible, all right, we're done with it. According to the Malbim, not so fast. According to the Malbim, maybe we should either make it fully possible or maybe fix it. And then there's a fascinating Chavetz Chaim, and we can go into this a little bit deeper tomorrow. It's really it's two shittas in the Tosas, but Halacha LaMaaseh, the Chavetz Chaim writes in Hilchas Nesias Kapayim. The Shulchan Aruch says, "Kishakoinim einem rotzim la'alois leduchan." If the koinim don't want to go up to duchan, then they only have to leave when the chazan says koinim. The Mishnah says, "What do you mean the koinim don't want to duchan? It's a mitzvah to duchan." Right? So he says, "No, it means the koinim is sick. Koin shuchalash. He's not feeling well, so he can't stand there for 15 minutes with his hands up." I can't do it. So then we tell him, look, if you're going to stay inside, it's better to go outside, because then you won't even become chayv. You won't become chayv in the midst when the chaz is koyanim. Then you're mechuyev. So instead of sitting there and saying I can't do it, so make yourself potter. Go outside. Right? So the Mishnah Berurah says, why did I kvetch into the Shulchan Aruch that Einam Rotsa means Einam Yecholim, that they're not well. He says, the Ilav Hachi, Bevadei Leshapilim Emet Hachi, Shemivat Mitzasei Bechinam. Right? In other words, the Shulchan Aruch says, if you, literally means if you don't want to do it, go inside. Right? Then you'd be potter. So the Chavetz Chaim is saying, what do you mean you don't want to go outside and be potter? Who says you should go outside? You stay inside and do the mitzvah. So therefore it must be that he's not feeling well. But if he's feeling well, so the Mishnah Berurah says, of course you have to do it. It's like any other mitzvah that's dependent on some condition. The love choyvas gavru, the choyvas mona. Look up the Be'er Halacha. Kuf Chav Ches, Siv Dalet. Ve'afilu hachi, tzorech la'aseis beged shel arba kanfeis, ve'lit lois bo tzitzis. You have to put on tzitzis. Ve'lit lois bo tzitzis, ve'anshei nami alon. If you don't do it, then we'll get punished. Ve'en de rizcha. U'be'emez gemara mefurishu, ve'kidushin. What gemara is in kidushin? Ve'yireis ha'malikecha. I think he's referring to the following Gemara. Gemara says, if an older person comes in, you have to stand up for the person. So let's say you say, you know what? I'll just fall. I'll close my eyes. So I won't see when an older person walks in. It's not that he sees an older person come up the steps, he closes his eyes. No. He says, up, down, up, down, up, down. I'll close my eyes. I won't see what's going on. I'll think about a Gemara. I'll be in a different world. So the Gemara says, "V'yirvesim elikecha." So we usually understand the Gemara, I think, that it means I know there's an old person coming in, and I'm going to close my eyes, so the old person won't get offended. But Kadosh Baruch Hu knows what I'm doing. So the Malbim, so the Mishnah Berurah, different pshat. He said, "No, the pshat was, I don't see any older person coming up the steps. I just don't have to be. I'm not chayav in the mitzvah." So the Gemara says, "No, the Torah of v'yirvesim elikecha. You have to do mitzvahs." So the Mishnah Berurah put these three Gemaras together. So it sounds like the Mishnah Berurah is taking a different position on this Gemara. So that we'll explain tomorrow that there are other Mishnah Berurah in a different shot in Tatzdake, and Rabbeinu Yonah, and how we get to a different in 2 days to the, in by Tosfos and Pesachim. So we'll finish up the Sugya. Tomorrow is Wednesday. It's